What's up, everybody? This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, let's go.
Man, I don't even know where to start, man. We just got done finishing up a good old podcast with Downstate, and now I just,
sir,
I'm here with y'all.
Man, I'm on a high now.
Damn. All right. Pod over.
Right.
Hey, we'll just
so how was NXT, bro?
Yeah, NXT was pretty fire. Yeah. I think let's do some NXT State and Deliver predictions.
Oh, I'm down for that.
You with that, Drew?
Yeah, I can press record and y'all can be by y'all say. I'm gonna call the cops after I leave too. Like, yeah, trespassing.
So you seen they did drop night one and night two.
They did, y'all. So
WrestleMania week.
I gotta say though, our fantasy like cards that we came up with last week, low key was on par.
Yeah, minus the two.
They listened to us, I think.
They did put in the tag match too, so we were accurate on our ads too.
Yeah,
which is wild. Minus that, I wish they would have done something other than bringing in Dirty Dom, but whatever. I guess if that's what they got to do to get LDF over,
got to get him on the card.
Should we? I don't want to start in LWO, but
no, it's all about Legado now.
And they added Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley in them too.
Yes, yes.
I was happy about that personally, but. Mm-hmm. I'm not no big fan of this rivalry anymore, just because how they kind of went along with it.
I just don't think it has enough build up. I kind of feel like it's just they faced each other a couple times, and it's like,
And it's always like them dudes. Oh, the Final Testament always coming up to beat up Bobby Lashley, and come on, man. What heck? I mean, let's be real. Like, it's gonna be a profit win. I don't mean to be that early on my prediction.
I mean, it's like a classic scene from the movie. You got the varsity jocks in their leather jackets coming in to pick on the stoners. In order to pull Street Profits out, they had to throw in the team that I said was the dark horse to make it, the old A-Town Down Under, which is, who came up with that name?
I'm not gonna lie, that shit came out of nowhere. I was like, who gave y'all a name?
So night one, we'll start from the bottom of this graphic that they got. And I can't wait till we can put up graphics, because that's going to be dope.
Yeah.
But we got the six-pack ladder match, which I actually got it right this time because I'm obviously looking at it. We got an addition. We got the six-woman tag match.
Mm-hmm.
We got Damage Control versus Bianca Belair.
Yep.
Naomi.
Yep.
And the debut of Jade Cargill.
It's about damn time.
That woman is yoked, bro.
It's about damn time.
That's crazy.
And then we got the Intercontinental title match, Gunther and Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got the brothers fight, the Usos. And then we got another addition on night one. We got faction.
Do it. Oh,
we got LWO.
On. There we go.
Against Santos Escobar. And fact, then we also got
Let me fast forward this on the TV real quick.
Dominic Mysterio.
Literally LWO on the screen right now while we do it.
Yeah. And then our co-main is Rhea versus Becky. And our main is the tag team bloodline stipulation match.
Yeah.
So let's
Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins.
Yep. Let's start at the bottom. Who you guys got for that six pack?
Drew.
And if you don't know, in that six packs we got the New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne, who is now Pete Dunne, not Butch.
Right.
About time. And Tyler Bate, yes. I can never remember his name. And then we got A-Town Down Under, who was just cracking on. Mm-hmm. You know, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory.
Yep.
The Awesome Truth.
Yep.
My Dark Horse favorite.
Ooh.
We got The New Day.
Okay. New Day.
We got DIY. And then we got The Judgment Day.
Yeah, we could have left DIY out.
Really could have.
Go ahead, Drew.
Who you got, Drew? I'm still going. I said this a few weeks ago. I'm still going with Awesome Truth.
Okay.
I just like that pick. It makes sense. I'm like, you know, who could be the one just to take the titles away from the Judgment Day and piss them off too? Right. It's like, oh yeah, that'll hurt them. And it's on WrestleMania. Yeah, I'm going with the Awesome Truth.
I got the Awesome Truth too, because what way to rib Judgment Day other than having Truth win the titles from them?
True.
I mean, he's been sitting there trying to say, hey, I'm part of Judgment Day. I'm part of Judgment Day. And they literally whooped this man, jumped him out. And then for him to come back and take the titles, bro, that's Cinderella story all over.
And then you're just even looking at it, I'm like, say I'm also thinking about the day after WrestleMania, like what kind of storylines could come up. I feel like there's a lot you could do with probably Miz and True, or just for a little bit with them. Mm-hmm. The other guys, I really don't see like too much. Like I don't see us rebuilding any new stories with the New Day. Mm-hmm. I don't care about Theory and
NXT.
Yeah, yep.
Grayson Waller,
DIY. I just don't like them just because of their name. I'll just be honest.
It's very generic.
It sounds like a home work show, like
Home Depot.
Yeah,
to me it matches them because they are generic. So they really the are. Name matches them.
Yeah,
but I get bored watching them. Come on, them. No. And they usually come out like Raw is already too long as it is.
Yeah,
and they always come out like the beginning of the second hour.
Right,
it's like, bro, I'm ready to for bed, bro. You bring me out DIY. Yeah. Like that's supposed to excite me, bro. That's supposed to keep me engaged for this third hour. Nah, right. Bro, they lucky I got to do a post show. Otherwise, I'd be asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, and the only
terrible.
And the only upside to new catch is they're entertaining to watch. Like yes. I love Pete Dunne, I love Tyler Bate.
Yeah,
so they actually have something to build from this.
True.
The other ones outside of Awesome Truth, I mean, man, wash, rinse, repeat.
See, this is why I got. That's why y'all got me though. See, y'all didn't hear specific words from Michael Cole on Monday Night Raw.
Oh man, I'm gonna have
very
to
specific
back
words, right? And everyone reacted to it on Twitter. You would know if you were allowed to have a Twitter, Manny. But this was very key words from Michael Cole. Both belts have to be retrieved for the match to be over.
I heard that. Ooh. I heard that, and I thought I was.
He
tripping.
Snuck that in. We're getting belt split.
We are.
He wouldn't have said that in that way if the belts were getting split. He did that on purpose.
He slid that one in there because I heard it on it.
If they win the SmackDown titles, I'll quit watching SmackDown.
Which one? Who? Who?
The movie title, the A-Town Down Under. If they win the titles, I'm done watching SmackDown, bro.
I think they are.
That'll be
I think they're going to win the SmackDown titles. I do. I know. I know.
The way I feel about them is the same way Drew feels about these guys.
I feel you.
The Latinos.
I'm not.
Well, damn, that sounded racist.
Like
the Latinos. No, LWO. LWO.
The non-Latinos.
I got legit beef with Grayson Waller. So, like, this goes back to an article I did. I got legit beef with Grayson Waller. He has some jokes. Drew remembers what I'm talking about. I got legit beef with Grayson Waller. Dude got jokes on my Twitter, but so I don't like him just off that.
Okay.
So I'm with you, but they're going to win them SmackDown belts. I'm sorry, but it's happening. But Judgment Day ain't walking out with no belts.
Who you got?
Awesome Truth's winning the Raw belts.
Right.
And Judgment Day walking out empty handed. That's my prediction. Mm. Belt split. Awesome Truth get Raw. And I think A-Town Down Under wins SmackDown.
I can't even say that name. All right, we'll move on because I'll keep going. Yeah. We'll move on. So we got the women's 6-person tag match.
Actually, if someone said that, they have actually popped up.
Hey, Kairi Sane's face when Jade Cargill lift her up, she knew she was dead.
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah, no, it was that anime look like. Yep, I'm dead. Yep. I'm going down.
Man, she took her sweet ass time getting to the ring too, didn't she? I was like, damn, all right. It ain't like there's only a minute and a half left on SmackDown.
No, I'm just not like we ain't getting jumped over here. Right. That's what I was thinking of. I was like, Jay.
Warriors.
You did this when you signed your contract. Right. We need help right now. Like, I get it.
Did you see Naomi in the corner like, bro, like, right.
I am getting my ass whipped right now.
Like they stomping on me, pulling my leg.
Like even looking at it now, I'm like, man, you showed they are stumping this too.
I really wish we had a video recording right for now. Y'all, this is perfect.
Oh my We're sitting here watching replay of SmackDown right now, and it's actually right at that match where Bianca and Naomi are just getting pummeled.
Yeah, and so here's the part where Jade finally comes through.
Comes out.
And, oh my god! Like,
yeah, you know where she got this
in
from,
full
right?
gear, mind you. So she's ready to go, but. Like, bruh.
This pisses me off.
You know like, we're getting jumped right now, and she's just...
You know where she got this from, right? Goes back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago. That scene in Walking Tall when the Rock's walking down.
Yeah.
Look, that's her. She's like, hey. And then she elegantly gets in the ring. hold on, wait. She eyeballing someone, too. Look at her.
I think it's Asuka.
Yep.
Boy.
And stop it.
And Asuka's the first one, yep. Bro, first one that went for her.
She big booted Asuka.
Yeah, I'm ready for this match.
Whoa. Look at that. I don't remember that.
Bro. I'm ready.
No,
I'm
talking ready. About y'all. Like she threw her midair and caught her for a powerbomb.
I'm ready.
Look at the face. done. She said, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm ready. Right.
So this is unanimous then, right?
Yeah, there's no way Damage Control wins this match. There's no
way. I'll be pissed.
Okay.
There's no way it happens.
I just wanted to make sure because
could you imagine Jade's first match a loss? Like, that don't even make.
Would that be, they didn't even do that to Ronda.
Consider a loss?
Yeah, yeah, she won the match. Yeah, that's
an L. Okay, bro.
Okay. Triple threat.
Now, the only way I can see that happening is if her and Bianca's egos are too big.
Ooh.
And maybe they clash.
And Naomi can't control them?
Yeah. Maybe they clash, but they win.
That'd be something in the near future.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that night. Their debut, like her debut? Nah.
They let Ronda win.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Jade and them win.
So next, we can go. You want to go left or right? Pick one, left or right?
Right.
All right, so we got the tag team LWO versus LDF.
Oh, I should have picked left, my bad, Drew. Well, at least we can get it over with now.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm taking Dirty Dom and Santos.
I'm about the same with that one because really? I'm more. If it was like a retirement match, I still would. I mean, I would probably pick them, but this also is not going nowhere, in my opinion.
Right. Like,
so hold up.
What's up?
So if Santos and Dominic won, they're 1-1.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's that set up?
SummerSlam.
We got Backlash. We got SummerSlam.
Yep.
You know the rubber match. That's our retirement match. You know that. 1-1. Dad won. Son won. All right, let's finish it.
We all agree on this one. But my reason that Dom's team wins, Carlito turns. If you've been paying attention, Carlito ain't been too happy, and he the only one that ain't been wearing LWO merch.
Because he's Puerto Rican.
Hey, look, either you with us or you ain't.
Right. It does say Latino world order.
Either you with us or you ain't, and they're going to figure out.
We all got our versions of Latino here.
Right. I was going to say, but they ain't even Latino. They're Caribbean.
Right.
My bad, Jeremy.
No, you're completely right. I'm just like, man, y'all just messing it up for everybody, man.
Yep.
He going to turn. Watch.
All right. So unanimous, but for different reasons.
Okay.
All right. So we got Blood versus Blood, Jimmy versus Jay. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. We all know where I stand.
Yeah,
we know where you at. Go ahead and say it for the audience.
Though. Yeet.
Okay. Manny's team yeet.
Are you no yeet, Dedrick? How you sounding?
I don't know yet.
Hey, I found it.
I'm going with Jey Uso.
His theme song came up on my Spotify, and I was driving home last night doing this.
Hey.
But I had me hype.
He almost got a win. Lil Wayne gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? Debut.
And Lil Wayne dropping that song.
Yeah.
I think this is Jey time because, damn, he like... Important, like he's been taking some big L's. I was about to say important L's, but no.
At least
like,
he ain't take 37.
Yeah. Whew.
Hey, solo.
I don't get that streak, but I'm not going to get to that. Well, no, actually, I'll get to that real quick because why we just keep on solo get his ass? Because it's like, damn, 37. Like, so he can't get one win?
He can't call himself the street enforcer anymore after that.
I don't take you
how
seriously.
He beat John Cena and y'all ain't book him to win one match since.
Right.
Like, not one. Like, damn, I can't beat Cedric Alexander one night?
Come on, bro.
Like, you can't give me one dub?
Can't beat Ricochet?
I mean, can't give me somebody. Ricochet?
Right.
You can't give me Cameron Grimes or something in a dark match or something?
He turned out to be the worst enforcer I ever seen.
Right. Yeah, like, talk about the biggest fall. Gotta be solo.
It wasn't a fall, though. It was a push.
Yeah,
they
he got pushed.
Pushed him down,
he
bro.
He got pushed.
Mm.
I'm team no yeet, though.
Why?
I think Big Brother. Hey, Big Brother wins. Big Brother's gonna win.
You think
and
so?
This rivalry is not over. It's only the beginning.
Okay.
Big Brother takes the first one.
All right. So next we got my wife's favorite, Sami Zayn versus Gunther. I'm taking Gunther.
Ooh. Damn.
I'm going.
All right. You trying to sleep on the couch tonight. I see.
I'm going to Sami Zayn. I just feel like it's time to get that belt off him. It's finally time to get that bell.
You see that Rocky segment with Chad Gable and Sami Zayn on Monday Night Raw?
I was so confused.
It was the worst Rocky movie ever.
The only thing I watched from that one is Chad Gable getting drug out the back.
And I was like, damn, didn't he have a match?
It was like a sack of wet potato getting drug out by Gunther.
I'm like, man, that's two different Gunthers, man. Like, you held your own when you fought him a couple months ago. Yeah. Now I'm like, damn.
Getting dark.
This Gunther, he come dressed all black with the penny loafers and the gold chain on now.
Gunther don't play no more.
Yeah, I can't go against Gunther, man. Gunther takes it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You on your own, Drew?
I'm going with Sammy.
All right, so we got the co-main. We got, what do they call it? The Eradicator.
The Eradicator.
Rhea Ripley versus the man, Becky Lynch. Before we say anything, did y'all see that line on Ariel Helwani's show, the MMA Hour?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Becky rolled up in there like she was owning the place.
Called in first, too, to let her know she was close.
Yeah, she said, hey, I'm outside. Let me in. Yeah. I was like, man.
That's my type of person right there. No, so I'm just going to pull up.
Right.
She pulled up real quick.
So,
and they fought again on Monday Night Raw. It wasn't over.
Oh, and she botched that jump off the top rope.
Terribly.
I don't know if it was a botch or if she was just because they were too close. Because if you watch it, you think it's a botch?
I think it was a botch.
She was too close. What do you think, Drew?
I thought it was a botch.
Yeah, it was a botch.
I'm trying. She was too close to me. That's why I was like, she didn't get no like lift off.
She kind of had to like, like fall off.
She had that like, she had the half inch vertical.
Because I rewinded just to see where Rhea was at. I'm like, nah, she fucked that up.
Yeah. All right. I'm still taking Rhea.
Y'all know 100%.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah. Like, y'all know me at this point.
Mommy's always on top. Always.
I think that would, I'm not going to lie, if Becky win, that might be a win. I might be.
I already told y'all when I think Rhea's losing. It's going to be a long time from now.
Yeah. Think it's the Jade, though?
No.
No?
Shit. Okay.
So, to cap off the night, we got Roman Reigns and the final boss. We got the Tribal Chief and the final boss against freaking Nightmare. I like that. I like that name.
Bro. I was like, what the heck are they freaking calling
them at? Oh, bro, you ain't showing... I showed you the shirts last week.
Yeah, but I didn't think they was going to really come.
Oh, man. It chef's kiss. still taking the Rock and Roman.
I just think I'm confused. Okay, so
you got Rock and Roman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially off the conversation we had.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I got Rock and Roman, but I think it more confuses me still because I still don't get what Bloodline rules is. All I've seen is Cody get whipped in the back. And
Bloodline rules is exactly. It's just their spin on anything goes.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Yeah, no DQ.
You ain't going to sell anything goes match. Nah. You sell Bloodline rules. You can sell shirts that say Bloodline rules.
Because even when Bloodline rules happened on Monday, I was right there like, okay, what's going on?
Who you got, Drew?
I'm going with night one, rocking Roman. I really don't want to. Mm. But it's like, y'all wouldn't add Bloodline rule just for anything. So, yeah, y'all going to have Bloodline rules for Sunday night. Hopefully that end up being a good show.
You know what? I could be completely wrong on this, but I'm going to stick with it. I think Cody and Seth win night one. And I'll tell you why for night two. Mm. We'll save that part.
Okay.
But yeah.
So looking at night two, we'll get to this, but I just noticed something about the graphic. Mm. We'll talk about it when we get there. So, sorry, it just popped out at me.
Oh, but
so first match on the bottom, we got the Final Testament versus the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. I don't know. They tried to
they were the Pride for 2 weeks and then changed the name again.
Nah.
Actually, I don't know if you guys have watched the pivot with Bianca and Montez, but it kind of made sense now because like why they didn't change that name, and it was like they were trying to change them to a heel. But they were just so up. It was just like, nah. Oh, yeah. Like, they say every time he tried to come out, he's like, everybody would cheer me. Every time I did something bad, everybody was still cheering me like, oh, let's go. Yeah. So that's why I think they never committed to the Pride.
Tez is almost like the ultimate babyface. Yeah. No matter if he's trying to heal or not, he's going to get cheers. He's almost, on a fan side, he's almost at Rhea level. Because no matter what he does, he's going to get the pop. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to turn him heel.
I'd really like him heel, though.
Oh, man, he would be great.
He wants to be a heel. That's the thing.
He would be one of the best in the company.
He wants to be a heel.
The Street Profits are almost like the new day. Because remember when they tried to be heel, when they came out with that whole gospel thing, and they were trying to be heel. Mm-hmm. Or no, they were trying to be babyface. But they forced them heel, and they you know, leaned into it. They've leaned into this babyface for so long. Like, we need a heel turn out of the Profits.
I agree. Or maybe Montez.
Yeah, Montez.
Because Montez gets tired of losing with his ass. Just say, all right, I'm tired of this, bro.
But on that being said, I'm taking Final Testament.
Really?
Yeah. I love AOP, bro. I wish they would have never got released in the first place.
They're boring to me.
You know what? They remind me of Tugboat and Earthquake.
See, I didn't like them either.
Heck, they just remind me of Vince guys. That's what.
Yeah, bro. Like,
the big guys.
Why you gotta ruin it?
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Me personally, and I've said this before, like, big wrestlers, I typically don't enjoy because they all do the same fucking moves.
Yeah.
They all do the big boots and the fucking power slam.
Big clothesline.
Yeah, bro. I'm just like, all right. Everybody can't be the Undertaker. I get it. Like, you can't, everybody can't jump off the rope and do that kind of shit, or Josh Briggs doing moonsaults, Brock Lesnar doing moonsaults. But like
Bronson Reed,
not everyone can snap a baseball bat with a straight leg lock.
I mean, okay, hey, you know, okay. I definitely I'm rolling with Bobby Lashley and them, y'all. I don't see they've lost. They took too many L's that, to not walk out of WrestleMania with the dub.
Hey, they lose again this weekend. Hey, break that group up.
So you going Bobby Lashley too?
Yeah,
I'll go Lone Wolf on this one. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. And then we got L.A. Knight, versus AJ Styles.
Whew.
This
might be crazy, but I think this is me being biased. But I gotta go with AJ Styles.
I didn't see that one. I didn't either.
I thought he was going to say L.A. Knight.
That wasn't even a curveball. That was like a knuckleball.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
He came out the stands with that
one. Is it just a gut feeling?
A gut feeling. Then I think this is like one of those WrestleMania wins AJ just need. Like,
true.
When has he had like a really good win? Since the Undertaker.
That's fair.
True.
He didn't win, but like a good match. A good match for him.
Yeah. Now that was a quality match.
I got L.A. Knight though.
Me too.
I think LA Knight's on his way to winning his first belt, and you can't do that without.
I think that too, but I think it, like, hell, it's just like I said, the day after WrestleMania, the journey got to start over.
Yeah, can we get a prison yard match with those two?
Right?
Like, no, yeah. Out of all these matches they had made, well, I think two of them are like street stipulations. Mm-hmm. I was kind of mad LA Knight AJ's wasn't. Street. I was like, well,
especially with that angle they had.
Yeah, that was more of a street. Like, yo, these dudes need to be in a street fight, but they won't do it. So
they literally took it to the yard.
To be honest, which I don't know why the Final Testament and Street Profit and Bobby Lashley got a street fight. Yeah. I think that should have been a regular match, and then you give AJ Styles and them, especially if they're going to be the ones that start it off.
They probably did it just because nobody gives a damn about Bobby Lashley and them's match. Right. So they tried to throw something in there to make it sound a little bit more exciting.
Right. Because I've never even seen Bobby in like a match like this, to be honest.
One time. Who was it? Was it Brock Lesnar that he had kind of like a street match style with?
That would make sense because I don't like Brock Lesnar, so it probably did happen.
Yeah, but this match right here, though, it's like you got those two uncles arguing over who the best NASCAR driver is. So you need to let him go to the yard and fight.
Just let him box it out.
Right.
I like that. Who you didn't pick?
I said L.A. Knight.
Oh, you got L.A. Knight too?
Yeah.
I'll be dark horse on this one. I'm cool with that too.
Yeah. Now we got Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight title. I got Damian Priest.
It finally happens.
Yeah.
I like that.
Why my eyes looked on the wrong way? When was he part of this match?
After losing the belts, night one?
Yeah. I think them losing the belts is going to finally give us what we've been seeing. This is the Judgment Day. I mean, it was clear on Monday night with the whole Legado, you know, interjecting themselves. And then did you see the look on Damian's face when Tranquilo walked in?
Yeah.
Man, he did not like that. He felt uncomfortable.
He's been like that for a while, though. Yeah. Like, he just always looks
ever
uncomfortable.
Ever since the R-Truth stuff, like, it's gotten kind of dark.
I need Damian cashing in and kicking himself and Finn out.
We think similar.
We're going to see, because, with this pick, I'm definitely, so say if that doesn't happen, I'm probably going to go Drew McIntyre on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's only because, like, man, it's another one of those, like, yo, this dude need that WrestleMania win. I mean, yeah, he had his when he won the belt the first time, but literally around nobody.
Yeah.
So
I think he deserves his moment. I mean, Seth, he's held that title. He put a different prestige on that title now where he can't let it go and either fight him again and try to win it back or just try to do something different or take a break.
Right. So you're saying Seth passes the baton?
Yep.
Is it a fast count by CM Punk?
I'm throwing all kinds of balls.
He got to be in there some way, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah. And I could see that. Yeah, I could see Drew winning and then building that match for SummerSlam.
Gotcha.
But I'm still going Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, Drew.
I'm going to go with Drew, but I like your prediction.
It's because his name's Drew, too.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What we got here.
So I'm with Drew. I got Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
I think Damian Priest tries to cash in.
Oh.
Fails.
Because he's so beat up from that.
Because he's so, I think he fails.
Okay.
And Seth is going to be so distracted Drew McIntyre is going to capitalize. Drew McIntyre wants the title.
I can dig that. All right, so Smash that I was talking about. If you look at the graphic, the only match that has a different color background is this match, EO versus Bayley.
Ooh.
So look at this graphic.
Yeah, why is that one? What the?
The yellow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I see it. That's, I've been looking at that the whole time. That's weird, but.
Yeah, like the only match with a different color.
Yeah, somebody in the graphic team.
I mean, maybe taking that as a sign.
Y'all call me crazy. Call me crazy, but I think Alexa Bliss comes back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got.
She has been, you wouldn't know this, but tweeting lately.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Come back.
Out of nowhere, right? And the documentary just drops.
Okay.
And, you know, she's been known to be the right-hand man to The Fiend and Bray Wyatt. And then just from what I've seen, I'm still watching the documentary, but from what I hear, there's a clip at the end of the documentary with Bo Dallas or Wormwood or whatever you want to call him, Bo Rotunda.
Bo Rotunda.
So, I mean...
I like that.
What are the chances? Come in, wreck everyone, and leave.
Who does she help win? Nobody? Or just beat everybody?
She Romans it. She comes in, she wrecks everyone, and leaves.
So, DQ?
Yeah.
So, DQ? No winner?
No winner.
So, Bayley wins the Rumble for a no DQ? Boy,
a DQ WrestleMania.
Yep.
People be pissed.
Bro.
Yeah, I can't.
Imagine the friction it'll cause, though.
Yeah, that's true.
WrestleMania 40, and a DQ. Never mind, Manny. I can't agree with that one.
You don't like that one?
I'll be pissed. I would be pissed.
I'm all about
it. I'm cool with the storyline still going, but it's like, what the fuck? Like, okay. I'll be so bad if that happened live. I'm like, well,
if I have to pick a winner, she comes down and she distracts someone, and Bayley clumsily wins, and Bayley gets the title. And then Monday night on Raw, we get the face down of Alexa Bliss and Bayley.
Okay.
I'm just gonna pick. I gotta pick Bayley on this one.
Bayley wins the Rumble, takes down Damage Control.
I got to. She got too much in her right now, especially with these promos. I'm like, oh yeah, she's ready for WrestleMania. I don't know if you guys have seen the one where she was breaking up everything in that one little room, but I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. I kind of like this. It's just like, all right, it's time to really actually. Not break Damage Control up, but like show y'all like, hey, I was the top dog.
It's time to execute.
Yep. I'm definitely waiting to see EO's performance though. I'm just amazed what she do in the ring. So
she always overperforms or outperforms, not overperforms, always. But outperforms her status. And she always puts on bangers.
Mm-hmm. Which is why she's gonna win. And retain the title.
Here we go. All
right. Passing of the torch.
Passing
of the torch. So EO's the new that's EO's world.
What does Bayley do then?
It ain't over yet.
Bayley been taking L's left and right.
It ain't over yet.
Backlash?
It ain't over yet.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm still taking Bayley by way of Alexa Bliss.
Come
on. So true we got to not like
I know.
I'm not waiting. Fuck it. All right, go.
So our main event of night two.
Oh, man.
We've got what everyone's been waiting for. We've got The Rock, Roman versus Cody.
Shit, damn near is The Rock.
Right.
Yeah. Whew, so, who's going to go first? It got real quiet. Oh, man, he just spoke to his wife.
Go ahead, man.
I see we all get scared now.
I'll take it.
You got it?
Okay, so this leads up to what we've been seeing the last few weeks. Rock's going to get it in his own head, and he's going to cost Roman that match because Rock is the final boss, and no one outshines the final boss.
Right.
So he's going to inadvertently cost Roman the match, and Roman's just going to be like, bro, what happened? And The Rock's like, no, I got this. Don't worry. And then we'll end up getting the match that we've been you know, watching, which is Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, I'm going Cody. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it, man. I've been waiting for this.
All that build up. I thought he was about to have something crazy.
He was talking mad shit to us. He's like, nah, I got Cody.
He started. Nah, I got Cody.
Right.
I could have, but I was like, nah, let's get it dramatic here. But no, I'm
so you have the most dramatic person go first?
Yeah. Yep.
Or is it?
Ooh.
So remember my pick from night one? Seth Rollins and Cody win.
Yeah.
Remember my pick? Seth Rollins loses the title.
Oh.
Guess who's gonna be fucking pissed?
You've been going with this for.
Guess who's gonna be pissed?
Seth.
Michael Cole teased us. He teased us.
You gotta stop listening to that man.
He teased us. He be telling us shit though. You know he does. He be low key telling us shit, and we don't be paying attention.
I'm gonna start calling him Jiminy Cricket, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he be narrating all the stories.
It's not bloodline rules, right?
Yeah.
If they win, that ain't got nothing to do with Seth, does it?
Right. That ain't got nothing to do with. Ain't got nothing to do with
Seth. Or MJF. But Seth gonna be the one who's pissed that he lost the title because he was putting too much energy in Cody Rhodes shit.
Yep.
Facts, but that's his personal fault.
It don't matter. He heal again. Seth cost Cody. And still.
Was Seth ever a heel, though? Outside of the architecture?
For sure. For sure. For sure.
But he still had everyone behind him.
For sure. No, he didn't. People used to hate Seth.
No, 100%.
I was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't count,
though. I used to hate Seth.
I watch this show.
Hate Seth.
No, I'm just going to watch this show. Oh.
Yeah, I think, my opinion's been changing a lot the last couple of days, but I got to stick. I could be real wrong, and it could be exactly what you said, because that's what, you know, we expect, right? We expect The Rock to be the one to cost Roman.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, man. He's so close to... If he don't break that record, then nobody's going to touch that record.
Right.
Nobody's ever going to come close again.
I don't want to be flippy floppy, but I can see that because, you know, how Seth is, but I'm still.
The only reason it makes it difficult for me is because how over Seth is.
Right.
But, okay. Like, Seth is also someone that can easily go back and forth. Like, he can easily go babyface heel. Like, he has that control. Just snap of a finger.
He's definitely a good Harvey Dent.
Yeah. Harvey Dent. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, for WrestleMania.
I got Seth.
Real quick.
Wait, you said you got Seth for...
Or I got Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay. I was
because
like...
Because of Seth interfering.
Just like I got Bayley because of Bliss.
Gotcha. I'm going to stick with Cody, man. Yeah, please finish the damn story this weekend.
Let's get a bonus pick.
Okay.
Right. The... What do they call it? Perfect Strike? Perfect Assault? That Melloverse trick.
Oh.
Yeah. I know you a Mello, dude.
I know,
you see that promo trick cut?
I'm a big Mello guy. That's literally my favorite wrestler. But I would have went Mello until they mentioned it was for number one contender.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it's for number one contender for the title in NXT, that gives it away, bro. It's Trick.
Yep.
It's Trick Williams.
And did you see their little jump clothesline to each other? Y'all looking like y'all skipping through daisies.
That match going to steal the weekend. I'm telling y'all, bro. That match I'm is going to bang.
I'm ripped. No, I'm watching. Hey, I'm watching Stand and Deliver
now.
Let's
go. Okay.
And there we go.
Y'all gonna give me credit for the last 2 years. I've been watching Stand and Deliver. So I at least watch that.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
At least once a year. Well, last 2 years, I've literally watched Stand and Deliver because 2 years ago was, I remember.
No, 2 years ago wasn't a good one.
No, it was a good one because I remember Mandy coming up from top. And I was
okay. I was thinking more of the Braun match because that was still the color era of NXT.
Well, I was impressed by a lot of those matches from 2 years ago. Yeah. Last year, not so much. It was kind of cringy last year.
Yeah.
This year.
That's when Mello won the belt.
Yeah, nothing will take away
from
that.
That was the only thing I liked, though.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Indy Hartwell won the women's belt.
No one gave a shit about that.
And exactly. Who?
Who?
Vacated the belt.
Right.
The next day.
Almost.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So we all got tricked.
Yep.
Trick. Yep.
I think so.
Lyra? Roxanne?
I got Lyra.
Of course you do.
I do.
Not trying to get you in trouble, but of course you do.
Hey, look. My girlfriend knows. I like Lyra Valkyria. She was with me at Monday Night Raw when Lyra was there. She knows.
You don't think Tatum gonna mess that up?
No.
Oh,
I can't take Roxanne seriously as a heel, so I'm going Lyra too.
I like her as a heel, actually.
I can't take her
seriously. It's growing on me. The only thing that doesn't work is, like, she's like 4'8".
Stop talking into the camera, too.
Yeah, she does do that a lot.
Stop doing this. Going straight to the camera.
Yeah. She's like 4'8", trying to be, like, psycho tough.
She's going to get dunked on.
Get a step stool.
Right.
I got Lyra.
What about you, Drew?
I'm going to go with Roxanne because that's the only person I know out the two. So you go, girl.
Drew going to be like, I got Mandy Rose.
Right. Yep. She making too much money to come back.
Yeah, I don't even blame her if she don't come back. Now, I want her to come back just to see like what they could do with her storyline because she was right. At the top.
$1 million in 2 weeks.
I like that, though. That's a good pie. We got Drew to make two NXT predictions.
Right. And say he's going to watch Stand and Deliver.
And he watching. Well, he always does that. Yeah. I give him that. He does.
I do watch it because I always like Stand and Deliver is the like, okay, let me see who's out. That's the who's there. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe I should watch the shows. But I like Stand and Deliver because it's just like, okay, I can watch this big match.
I will argue to this day with anyone. The best weekly wrestling show is NXT.
Yep.
I'll argue hands with down. Anyone.
It's like watching, it's like comparing college basketball to pros.
Though. Yes.
Oh, crap. Once again, my cousin who lives in Tampa was right there yesterday.
Fire. Yep. I would be row. Too. If I lived there, I'd be at every NXT.
Oh, no, yeah.
Hands down. No questions asked. I'm making plans to work around that. Yep. I live down there. Dead ass.
Every Tuesday.
And my girlfriend knows that's why she don't want to move down there.
Smart woman.
Hell yeah.
We got a lot of different ones.
So biggest winner of the weekend. Biggest winner of the weekend. We'll end it with that.
It could be Jay. And I'm saying that because I'm looking right at him on the TV.
Big brother about the show.
Not even looking back. I could see his match being a big one depending where they place it.
Even if he loses, Jay is the biggest winner of the weekend.
Really?
I honestly think Trick Williams, man. I think Trick Williams, I think him and Carmelo are going to have the best match.
You think so?
And I think Trick is going to, he's already over, but it's going to go ridiculous. He is on his way. Like, dude already has it, bro. Like, you could call him up today and it makes sense. Like, he really don't even
clean too.
And just imagine when he wins the belt. Like, it's this is the beginning of a new superstar. Trick Williams is going to be a heavyweight champion one day.
And that's all it is. That's all it ever.
That's all it's going to be.
Appreciate y'all listening to the Wrestleholics podcast. You can reach us out on Twitter, or Instagram, Facebook. I don't know how every week we do this, and I forget all our social medias. I just thought about that.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Apple Pies,
oh, man, Spotify. I mean, I'm going to end up getting like a pre-recording, so I ain't got to do this shit no more.
That's the way to do it, man.
But definitely appreciate y'all listening. Can't wait for a great WrestleMania week.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's finally here.
We'll have a recap, too, after everything transpires. Yeah. We'll recap how good or bad our predictions were.
Right. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that episode.
Hey, real quick, though, this is my last week for the month, so.
Oh, man, I wasn't even trying to bring it all down.
I wasn't even going to bring it down.
Not to bring the mood down, but, damn. You know, I'll try to pop in. Definitely the recap, I'll make sure to get something
to
you.
Call you in.
That'll probably be us just resetting.
Yep.
We'll probably reset after the recap. You know,
oh, yeah.
And just take a little break and, you know, look ahead because we got some big stuff coming up. We're working, we grinding.
Yeah.
And just stay tuned to the podcast. We got some big stuff coming up.
Since we ended up, I feel like this is the end of the year podcast now. So it might as well, like, just say, like, hey, appreciate everyone who's been listening. I think we did do a WrestleMania episode last year. So, yeah, we damn near a whole year, man. So definitely appreciate everybody listening in, just supporting the podcast. Definitely appreciate you as well, Manny. Joining
appreciate
in with
us.
Stepping
in,
filling in big, man. Yeah. It's took off since you came in. So,
yeah, man.
Great to have you.
And like Dedrick said, we do got a lot coming up. This should be a big year for us, just plain and simple. So, like I said, definitely appreciate everybody. This has been the Wrestleholics podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
Manny T.
And we'll get back with y'all.